Welcome to Core Finance, brought to you in conjunction with our sponsors, Beaufort Securities. I'm joined by Matt Brown. Morning to you, Matt.
Good morning.
Let's move swiftly to the market headlines today. North Korea tensions are ratcheted up, safe haven back in focus for now. Quite interesting that basically gold spikes as North Korea says Trump has made war declaration, and it only hit page 3 on City AM. I would have thought war would have been on the home page.
Well, I think the market's just getting tired of it. I mean, it's cry wolf. There is rhetoric there. They're going backwards and forwards. North Korea saying he said this, she said that, etc., etc. Gold has reflected, and we've seen this happen. This probably about fifth, sixth time that something's happened to move gold, move this flight into safe haven currencies, the likes of the yen and the Swissie. But it's a small move, and that's probably why it's only third page in the papers. Got a bit more traction behind it in the business online, etc. People are looking at it. But the question is, how can the market really react until something actually happens? And it may be a plane is shot out of the sky over North Korea, US plane or South Korea plane. And I think that will probably get the market moving. At the moment, it is just posturing, and albeit we've seen gold now up above 1,300. We've spoken about that before, but
the Elliott Wave analysis would say it's type of technical analysis. Watch your Alessio Rustani video.
The question for you: how does Elliott Wave take into account what? It's in the waves, indeed. So look, but it's put the market kind of on a holding pattern as well. I mean, that's the key thing as well.
It can't price it in, can it?
Exactly. And, you know, to be honest with you, war actually has generally been better for stock markets. Short wars, indeed, have been better for the market. So look at defence stocks. We're already seeing actually maybe a little bit of rotation out of tech stocks in the US as well. So keep an eye out on that. And that may suppress the S&P and the NASDAQ and the Dow. Apple, look, it's a bit of a damp squib with their iPhone 8. That hasn't really taken off, and issues with their iPhone watch. So I think investors now are looking at tech stocks, saying maybe we get out of those, move into defense stocks maybe, and look out for that. So that seems to be the key themes at the moment. But North Korea, slightly risk off, but not a huge amount.
Understood. Let's go on to FTSE One to Watch, Carnival, the cruise people.
Yeah, indeed. Looking at these, look, they've got a third quarter update due out later today, the report in dollars, so watch out for that. I think they've got dual listing in the US as well, that's why it's not pre-market in the UK. But look, you know, Carnival Cruises, there's a couple of things here to look out for. Obviously, the hurricanes that we've seen, Irma and Harvey, in the US will probably impact their bottom line. I think over 50%, maybe even 60% of their cruises go through that hurricane region. So that is going to cause a problem. They're probably, ticket sales are going to be down on the back of that. But also something to look at, and something we probably haven't spoken about too much, oil is slowly edging up again. And obviously, depending on how they've hedged against the oil going forward, but with that price moving up, that certainly, you know, you've got to put oil into these big cruise liners to keep them going. That could impact that. So have a look at that. The numbers are due out today. Now, Thomas Cook have announced this morning, they're saying they're potentially going to have to put up prices on the back to absorb some of their losses they've seen through the hurricane season.
Understood. Let's go on to small cap, AIM One to Watch. What on earth is this?
This is Eve Sleep. What do they do? Well, they make mattresses. They're an AIM-listed stock. The reason they're on the radar is Neil Woodford has taken a stake. I believe he had a stake of about 18% in their IPO last year, has been slowly upping it on the back of their numbers, up to about 26%. So he's getting involved in mattresses. Maybe he needs a good night's sleep after the losses on Provident Financial, or he needs mattresses to squirrel away some cash for a potential market correction. Maybe, who knows? But take a look at that stock. Neil Woodford, he's got a few things wrong this year, but he tends to get things right.
Absolutely. In terms of pounds, euro, Great British Pound cross 87.69, and the Great British Pound against the US dollar, the cable 134.82.
We're seeing that the pound actually strengthening a bit against the euro. Now, the euro, it's more of a euro dollar play, so we're seeing a bit of strength in the dollar, and that's on the back of some hawkish Fed speak, and we'll pick that up at the end of the show. Euro seems to just be losing a little bit of favour. It's a bit of dollar strength, but also on the back of these German elections, I think it's people just taking a bit of cash off the table after a very strong rally in the euro this year.
Understood. Let's go to the core number. 2 million. Now, I don't know what that is.
Okay, I'll pick this out. This is 2 million, according to Labour and according to some Gamble Aware charities. This is the number of people that could actually be affected, addicted to gambling in the UK or affected by gambling.
Wow.
That's a huge number when you bear in mind how many people actually do gamble. Now, what Labour are saying is potentially they want to put a tax on the likes of Ladbrokes, William Hill, Paddy Powers and all the bookies to cover the cost of the clinics used to obviously rehab or rehabilitate, I should say, gamblers. So that's quite a big number. But it just goes to show as well, Labour, this nanny state that we're seeing coming in, there's talk of renationalisation. It was quite strong from the Shadow Chancellor at the Labour conference this week. So, you know, people looking at Royal Mail, looking at the utility companies, certainly rail companies, maybe it wouldn't be a bad thing to renationalise those. But Royal Mail and utilities, energy companies, that's a big one. And just getting involved and trying to tax and make the likes of bookies accountable. I don't think it's a positive thing if you're a Labour supporter or not, regardless of that. But just for businesses and listed companies, a Labour government would be a bad thing.
Right, let's wrap up with the economic calendar today in terms of the EU ECB's prior speaking, in terms of US Fed members, Mester speaks, New Hope sales, Brainard speaks and Yellen speaks. So it's all about the Fed again.
Yeah, all about the Fed. Look out for certainly Yellen speaking. We've got Macron speaking. We haven't got a time on that today, but will Yellen continue the hawkish feel that we saw on the back of the Fed last week? At the moment, a December hike is priced in about 64% chance. Not as high as many would expect, but look out for hawkish statements
from
Fed
members. Well, the Fed speaker last night said that he didn't see any reason for another rise.
William Dudley,
I just wanted to say well done to Harry and Meghan, making it official on the front page of Metro. Well done, holding hands together. Matt, thank you very much indeed.